The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. It's David and Isaac. We are here posting after the Washington Wizards kick the absolute crap out of the Memphis Grizzlies. Final score 115-87. To say this was a crap show is putting it lightly. I don't know that I'm going to have much positive to say tonight. I hate to have just like a negative episode, but man, there were not a lot of good things to look at from tonight.
Yeah, man, these are a lot more fun when the Grizzlies come out on the winning side of things. That's for sure, man. But a common theme, man, they're now 5-4. They dropped four games in three of the four losses. You go back to Portland, Miami, and tonight, the Lakers game, they did lose their game, but they were in it down the stretch. They were still making plays. But the common theme in three of these four losses is that they just can't get stopped. And in games where they can't get stops and you can't score, their offense didn't make up for the shortcomings of defense. The games they won this year is basically because of the offense. I mean, their defense has struggled even in wins this season. And in games where their offense can't make up for the defense, this is what we've gotten. I mean, either they've won or they've gotten blown out. That's kind of been what we've seen this year, man. And they just got to find a way to fix this. Dylan Brooks should be back soon, and that'll help, but it's not going to completely fix this, man. They got to get this right. I mean, you go from being top 10 defensively last year to, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but I'm sure one of the worst in the league.
No, not one of the worst.
They are the worst.
Heading into tonight's game, they were dead last.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Not surprising at all, man. I mean, they just don't guard the perimeter. We talked about this a lot on last episode. Point of attack defense is just horrible. Teams are just easily getting to the paint, just clean looks. I mean, it's just bad, man. And they got to find a way to fix it. And again, in nights where they can't score, only put up 87 points tonight, man, that's not going to cut it. You're not going to win many games scoring 87. And that's kind of what we saw tonight, man. And a lot of ugliness out there tonight. And you look at this box score and it's not pretty, man. Just a tough night all around. This is what I call a team loss. I think everybody was pretty much equally as bad, and it's not really good play from anybody in this one, to be honest.
Even the garbage time guys were bad tonight, man. There was not
– Could not make a shot, man.
Jenkins cleared the bench with around 10 minutes left in the fourth, and I'm like, okay, you know, we're going to get to see Aldama. We're going to get to see Clark. You know, Sam Merrill, maybe we'll get a bright spot that we can talk about from these guys.
No.
And that just wasn't the case.
Did not happen, man.
Going back to the defensive thing, we were kind of talking about this just a little bit before we came on. But we were talking about how, you know, the thought process was getting Steven Adams should help improve this defense. But it doesn't look like that's the case. And obviously, the eye test can lie to you. It definitely can. But one thing that I'm seeing a lot more this year that you didn't see with JV on the floor is the opponent getting to the rim a lot more. The reason I think that's the case is Steven Adams, his footwork is superior to JV's whenever it comes to the defensive end of the floor. But it gets him in trouble sometimes, and people are getting behind him.
Yeah.
I wish I could have. I didn't bring the numbers up before we got on here, but I guarantee you that the opponents are finishing at a higher percentage at the rim this year than what they were last year. And also, more so than that, they're getting to the rim more this year than what they were last year. And Adams has talked about his shortcomings on the defensive end being a half a second late and that leading to a basket for the other team. So maybe this is just Steven Adams still adjusting to the system. But it's been pretty rough. And in games like, you know, the three that Isaac mentioned, the three big losses for the Grizzlies, it's been really, really hard to watch this team.
Yeah, 39 attempts at the rim for the Wizards tonight. They scored on 26 of them. So, I mean, that's not good at all, man. Just a free run to the rim. And it's easy shots. Like I said, teams knocking down threes and they're getting to the basket. I mean, it's just too easy for the Wizards out there tonight. And I kind of foreshadowed this over the last couple of days. I figured that matching up with Dinwiddie, Bill, and KCP would be tough, but this is even worse than I imagined. Kyle Kuzma also got loose there early in the game and knocked down several threes. This defense, again, it's just been a struggle for this team. And they did a really good job of taking Ja Morant out of the game. They pick and roll defense was just amazing. I mean, they wouldn't let him get to his spots. He was having to pull up for mid-range jumpers. which we kind of know that's not what he wants to do. He wants to get to the rim, and they just didn't allow him to do that tonight. And he only had, what did he have to finish out with, 11 points. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's they're not going to win many games with John Morant only scoring 11.
Yeah, you know, 4-17 from the full floor. That's an excellent job in the defensive scheme by the Wizards, you know, and it's, you have to give them some credit because they went out there, they executed their game plan. They done what they needed to do in order to win this game. But, you know, at some point, you've got to start pointing fingers. Is it the personnel? Is it the guys that are out on the floor, the reason this defense is so bad? Is it the coaching staff not putting these guys in the right position? Like, where do you put the blame? Who is to blame for this defense being this bad?
Yeah, I mean, for the game, Brett Unsell, I kind of asked him about the challenges that the Grizzlies faced for him, and he said about John Morant that they was just going to have to build a wall and stop him. Don't allow him to get to his spots, and they did exactly that. That's what we saw tonight. But back to your question, we've seen this team be much better than this defensively. And again, we go back to Steven Adams versus JV. Offensively, we know Valanciunas is the far superior player. But defensively, I still think I give the edge to Steven Adams. So there's no way that this team should have gone from top 10 defensively to bottom of the league. I mean, I don't think it's personnel. I just think maybe they concentrate a little bit too much on the offense and not enough on the defense coming into the season. I think it's something that's going to get better as the season goes on. Again, Dylan Brooks coming back, that will help some of that. But, I mean, they have a long ways to go. But I don't think it's – they don't have – I don't think it's that they don't have the personnel. I think they can get there because we've seen this team, and they didn't even have Jared at that point. We've seen this team be much better than this defensively. So, I don't worry that they don't have the personnel. But, again, man, this has to get fixed, and it has to get fixed quickly, or they're going to take a lot of losses because, again, if they're not putting up big offensive numbers, they're going to get beat like this.
And especially when you run into teams that have guards that are able to get downhill, you know, point of attack, you know, we've mentioned it before, but point of attack is huge. Like that's something they're fixing to go Minnesota, Charlotte, Phoenix. And then, I mean, I don't really put, you know, New Orleans in that category, although, you know, Devontae Graham can get downhill pretty quick. And while the Rockets are young, the Rockets have a lot of guys that can get downhill, and Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., like
yeah, they can score. They're young, but they can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, four out of these next five matchups, man, can get real, real scary. And that's not to say that the Grizzlies can't win those games. Can they beat the Timberwolves? Absolutely they can. They can beat anybody. They just beat the Nuggets back-to-back games. Beating them once is good. Beating a team in back-to-back games is really, really hard to do because adjustments are made, and the Grizzlies were able to do that. So, you know, the talent is there. The ability is there. Are they going to be able to find the execution to slow these teams down? And man, this Minnesota game back at home at the FedEx Forum on Monday night could be really scary because they've got more than, you know, you've got, you know, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, like those guys can really get after it, and they could just feast on this defense if they play the way that they did tonight, or you know, in any of the other three losses where they had the big blowout losses.
We'll see. I think Russell's been out. I don't know if he'll be back Monday. I think they had a game tonight, and I think they said he was out. So we'll see if he plays on Monday. But that'd be a big boost for them. And with Minnesota, they've been playing really well defensively so far this season, and that's kind of feeds into what I'm saying. They have guards, they can get downhill, they can stop you from scoring, and that's been kind of a recipe for disaster for the Grizzlies so far this season. So that is definitely a game where if they come up kind of the same way they played tonight, that could be a tough out. Now, I mean, talent-wise, we've seen this team beat Denver back-to-back, so can they beat Minnesota? Of course. Can they beat any of these teams coming up? Yeah, I mean, they'll probably be favored in those games, maybe even against Phoenix, because Phoenix is they've been good in games. They've been kind of spotty this year. They haven't been dominant at all so far this season. So Grizzlies could be favored in all three of those games at home. But, I mean, that the defense has to be better. And, again, all those teams have guards that can really put pressure on you. And that's been something that they've really struggled with. Hopefully we get DB back. Taylor Jenkins said before the game that he's going to be evaluated early next week, possibly on Monday. So hopefully that we get him back sooner than later. But it's gonna be tough, man. Again, man, trying to handle those guards because the defense just hasn't been there. But again, I just think this team, we've seen these particular players mostly pretty much the same roster and didn't even have Jaren for most of that, be much better than this defensively. I just think it's something that they're going to have to work through. And maybe, again, they came into the season more prepared offensively than they were defensively. And it's been a struggle so far.
So you've mentioned a couple times about the personnel and the fact that we saw this team be significantly better defensively. And there's two things that are different, you know, one of them being Dylan not being there. He's their best point of attack defender, which is going to shore that up some. But the other change is Adams to JV. And, you know, if you've listened to this show any at all, you know where Isaac and I stand in the fact that we were completely okay with the trade. We understood what it meant for this team, and we also thought that this was going to be an upgrade defensively. But is it, you know, Adams is kind of the common denominator. Is it him that's really kind of letting them down?
I mean, it hadn't been an upgrade so far. You definitely can't say it's been an upgrade. He looked pretty good the first couple games, but he's kind of fell off a little bit these last few games. You kind of noticed that he hasn't been quite as effective. I don't think on either side of the basketball. He's missed some bunnies inside. And again, guys are just getting to the rim freely, and that's partly on him. It's partly on Jaren, but it's partly on him as well. And we, like you said earlier, you didn't see that last year. It wasn't a parade to the basket against this team. And to me, I mean, again, it's just weird because Adams definitely is quicker, is more a little bit more fleet of foot than JV. So you expect him to be able to rotate over and play better defense at the rim. But so far, it hasn't been that. Now, maybe like you said, maybe he's just still kind of learning the team and working his way in. It's going to get better as the season goes on. But we have not seen that so far. And I thought that was the biggest positive of the trade, that trading in Valanciunas' offense for Steven Adams' defense. But that has not been the case so far.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I'm kind of at a loss for words on it, honestly. Like, it's super frustrating. It's hard to watch. And, you know, as fans of the game, we do look for somebody to blame. And it's hard to say that it is one person in particular. But when you look at the rest of what you've got here, there's not a lot that's changed. And so it's crazy to think that is not that's not what it is.
Yeah, to go back to a singular play to kind of single out a play for this game, it was Bradley Beal got in the paint, he missed it, got his own rebound, and put it back up easily. Like, it wasn't any resistance on it. I'm like, I'm just throwing my hands up. I'm like, man, this is just not going to cut it, man. They're just going to have to be better. And just a tough night, man. These are hard because, again, in three of these four losses, I mean, they haven't really competed. I mean, they were okay in the first quarter. Wizards shot 71%. To the Grizzlies 48% in the first quarter, and they were only down four miraculously. I'm like, okay, well, that's not ideal, man, but to only be down four and the team shot 71%, that's pretty fortunate. And I thought the Grizzlies would kind of get back in it, man, but once Washington got hot there in the first quarter, you think a team's going to cool down, but they just never did. I mean, they were just knocking down shots. It seemed like every time they threw it up, it was going in, no matter what type of shot it is, how tough it was. I mean, they were just hitting everything. And Grizzlies couldn't throw it in the ocean tonight, and it's just ugly, man. It's just hard to watch when those games get like that.
Yeah. Wizards finished the game with 58% from the field. You know, that's – you're not going to win when you're giving up that type of field goal percentage. And, you know, and again, you mentioned the Grizzlies not be able to make shots, 35% from the field for the Grizzlies.
Got up 96 shots to their 84 and lost by – lost by, what's that, 28?
30, basically, yeah.
28. Yeah, I mean, that's not ideal. That's true.
And it wasn't, you know, if you look at the rest of the Grizzlies' box score, you know, it wasn't a high turnover game for them. They had 9 turnovers altogether. You know, they didn't rebound the ball terrible. They did get kind of smashed there. That was wider than what I thought it was. But
they did beat them offensively. Offensive rebounds 12-5, but got killed on the defensive backboard, minus 14 on the defensive backboard. So, yeah, I mean, not a lot of positive to say, man. Lose every quarter, minus 4 in the first, minus 9 in the second, minus 10 in the third, minus 5 in the fourth. I mean, it's just a rough night, and I'm just hoping they can get this thing on track and bounce back on Monday. And they've done a good job. I think they're 2-0 after the double-digit losses this year. And they were really good. I forgot. I think they said it on the broadcast. Can't remember what the number was. Peter Brevin said it during the game, but they were really good last year coming off of bad losses. And I think that's something that we've seen. Usually when Ja has a bad game, he usually has a monster game that next time. So hopefully that's what we see on Monday night, because they're going to need that, man. And with the kind of defense that they're playing, man, again, and I said it yesterday that I felt like Washington was going to put a lot of points on the board. If they were going to win this, they were going to need a big offensive output from John on 11 points tonight. So that didn't happen, and you see the result.
Yeah, you know, Jaren had 9 rebounds. There's your positive.
That's a positive, yeah.
You know, Jaren, 13-9. He didn't shoot the ball well, so I'm sure that there's going to be people kind of crapping on him for that. But
Zaire, 3-6 from three. That's positive, and he knocked down a few threes. I like that. 2 steals.
You know, he started off the last two games knocking down his first 3 shots and then kind of getting cold from there.
He missed 3, 50%. So, I think same thing last game.
Yeah, slow-mo couldn't get it going. 0-for-4 from the field for him. You know, really – like Desmond Bane was 4-for-8, but he was only 1-for-4 from 3. Lots and lots of struggles tonight. I'm not going to keep hammering it, man. I know this is a short episode, but there's not really a ton to talk about it. If you watched the game at all, you saw how bad it was. If you didn't watch the game, don't go back and watch it. Just save yourself some time. There was nothing in this game that made it worth watching as a Grizzlies fan. Just trust us when we say it was terrible. And pack up and turn the page, move on to the next one.
Yeah, I remember some times where some of those late night games, my wife would be in the bed, and I'd be up watching the game. I'd come back in there, and she'd wake up. She'd be like, did the Grizzlies win? I'm like, just go back to sleep, baby. Go back to sleep. I don't want to talk about it. You don't want me to talk about this game, what happened tonight. And that's kind of – if you didn't watch this one, man, I don't think you want to go back and watch this. So they can burn this tape, man. I don't think there's not a lot they can take from this one positive, that's for sure.
Yeah, they can use this tape to study exactly what they're doing wrong on defense, though. I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
you
know, for sure.
That's something they can get in there and dig in on that, because that's
– a lot of teaching moments in this one.
Yeah, I feel like we've just hammered on this tonight, but they've got to get it fixed, man. You can't be the worst defensive team in the league and make the playoffs, and that's, you know – it's, I believe that it's going to get better. Obviously, you're going to see some improvement when Dylan comes back, but even outside of that, you have to have more improvement, because Dylan is not he's not a Superman. He's not going to come back and just miraculously fix everything, because he's not a rim protector. And I really think that is the area where they're struggling the most.
Yeah, just a free run to the rim. Like I said, 39 attempts at the rim tonight, 26 made baskets at the rim. I think Taylor Jenkins mentioned that in the post-game presser. And he said that the Wizards just came out just like Portland, just like Miami, and they just hit him in the mouth, man. They just couldn't respond. And the rim protection, the perimeter defense has been bad, but I think I agree with you. I think the rim protection has been – by far the worst thing for them so far through the first 9 games here. And you're last in the league in defense. Again, you're not going to be a good team. I mean, they might be 5-4 and above 500 right now, but if they keep that up, they won't be above 500 long. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of basketball games giving up that kind of production at the rim.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm a little distracted. I was trying to find – I wanted to try and find what the opponents were shooting at the rim against the Grizzlies this year, so I can just kind of throw it in there. But, you know, it's not really relevant. Like, it's not – I promise you, eye test will lie to you sometimes, but in this case
– no, not lie to you at all.
I will guarantee you –
might be worse than you did with the eye test.
Yeah, like, I will guarantee you that the opponents are shooting significantly better at the rim and in the paint in general – against the Grizzlies this year than what they were last year. Fortunately, we're only 9 games into the season, so they've got time to correct it. Are they going to correct it? We'll see. You know, that's got a lot of draft picks next year. I guess you can find out what you're missing this year and then go from there. But I don't know. If I have to watch many more games like this year, I'm going to be going to bed early.
Yeah. Yeah, man. These are not fun, but man, you got 3 games coming back on the home court. Hopefully things will be better. I mean, they're going to be favored against Minnesota and Charlotte for sure, and possibly I could see them being a 1-2 point favorite against Phoenix. We'll see how that plays out. But again, man, did anytime, I mean, these losses, man, this one is tough. I mean, I don't know if this one is bad as Portland and Miami, but it's rough. And usually you can find those silver linings in garbage time, extended garbage time tonight, and even those guys came in and struggled, as we said earlier. So not a lot of positive outside of 9 rebounds for Jaren. You got 3 of 6 from 3 for Zaire Williams. Other than that, man, just not a lot to take out of this one. Again, a lot of teaching moments. I'm sure Taylor Jenkins' staff are going to break this one down and have the guys show them their mistakes going into Monday, and hopefully they can come out and play a much better game. I got a good feeling about it. I think John comes back and bounces back as a big game. We'll see if D'Angelo Russell is able to go. I think he's been out. I think he was out tonight, but we'll see. I'm not even sure what the injury was, but they've been playing well. And again, that's a team big, a lot of size. Anthony Edwards is a big guard. They've been playing really well defensively. So they have the possibility to cause Grizzlies some problems defensively. But hopefully this is a game where they put up a lot of points on the board and they're able to pull out a win. You beat Denver 2 times in a row and you come out and get blown out by this Wizards team. It's just the inconsistencies, man. And I think it's just right now, the defense is always bad. It's just the question is whether they can do offensively. And that's how they win games right now. And we'll see what happens on Monday.
Yeah, Russell definitely did not play. I looked that up whenever you mentioned that. I didn't realize that he hadn't been playing. That's my fault. I should be on top of that, and I missed it there. But I'm just stuck in this hunt for stats here while Isaac's carrying the show. I apologize. I got to know it. I'm going to find it before I go to bed tonight. I'll have it for you guys next show. Hopefully after, you know, we're talking about a win after the Minnesota game back at the Forum on Monday night. Guys that struggle tonight usually shoot the ball better at home. You know, D'Anthony Melton, 2 for 9 from the field. He shoots the ball.
Yeah, definitely shoots better at home. So does Kyle.
Yep. So here we go, man. We'll just see what happens. It's a tough loss tonight, but we'll learn from it and get better.
Man, that's always the mantra, man. You get your you know what kick, man, pick yourself back up and do better next time. That's all you can do. But I mean, again, man, go over to @HoopBallGrizz. Give us a follow, man. We definitely appreciate that. You can find me on Twitter @Isaac_Rivals, ISAAC_Rivals. David.
I am @D021. Give me shows @HoopBallGrizz. We appreciate you guys.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.